Some pretty little women. I'm gonna get me one.
Wow!
Kansas City coming, my love. 12th Street and behind.
Hey, Pop, what's that I smell?
Oh, it's a whole weekend of good eating here. It's a French dish that I learned to cook from the Galloping Gourmet. You want to know what it's called?
No.
Beef Barginini Nini. Hey, look at it, smell it.
Ooh! That is strong.
Oh, that's the onion you smell. She got 18 onions in it.
Well, how come it's got so many onions in it?
Well, see, that's the way the French like to cook. You know the funny way they talk through their nose? Oui, monsieur. Bonjour, monsieur. But see, them onions in there help open up their sinuses.
Yeah, well, just keep the lid on it, man, because it's smelling up the whole house.
It's not my cooking that's smelling up the house. That's you smelling up the house. What's that you got on that foo-foo juice?
It's a new men's cologne.
Still smell like foo-foo juice.
Hey, man, it's the latest thing out, and it's called Slinky, because it slinks across the room and sneaks up on the women.
Yeah, it might slink, but it still stinks. They should call it Stinky Slinky. Say, why are you wearing it anyway?
Hey, man, all uptown dudes are wearing it. Rollo gave it to me. He ought to know.
Oh, what are you talking about? Rollo gave it to you. Rollo ain't no uptown dude. He's a downtown dud. Anyway, why you always hang out with him?
You just trying to start an argument, Pop, because you don't dig Rollo. Well, Rollo is my partner, and he knows where it's at.
Well, I don't care if he knows where it's at, as long as he's where it's at and here.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I'll get it.
Yeah, slink on out there, Stinky, and get the door.
Hey, Rollo, I see you got yourself a few new threads.
No, baby, this is the whole spool.
Hey, man, what's the occasion?
Hey, well, I won so much playing poker the other night that it burned holes in the pockets of my old ones, so I had to buy some new ones.
That better cost a lot of bread.
Hey, I was handing it out by the loaf. Hey, but look at here. The celebration has just begun. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Wrong.
You talked me into it.
Hey, we're gonna have a ball. I got it all laid out.
Hey, baby, I'm all ears.
You better be, because I got two wild ones in just from Detroit.
Ooh, Sin City.
Yes, indeed. These two gave it that reputation. They are two sisters who are thirsty, sexy, and ready to enjoy.
You better get on out of here. Just tell me the where and the when. I already know how.
Hey. The ball is on.
I'm with you, brother.
The win is tonight.
I'm still with you.
The where is here.
You just lost me. I knew it was too good to be true.
What's wrong?
Hey, man, how come we can't have it at your place?
Oh, man, we can't have nothing like that, you know, at my place. It's too small.
Yeah, but it's not gonna work having it here, Rollo.
Hey, man, sure it will. You got the kitchen for the booze and the snacks. You got the big living room for the party. And you got all other kind of room for privacy.
Privacy? You can't have no privacy with my old man around. If you locked yourself in the closet and turned out the light, you couldn't have no privacy. He'd be spying on you through the keyhole.
I got it all planned out.
What is this?
It's for a cruise, you understand, up and down the coast.
A cruise?
Yeah, it takes all night and ends up in Catalina for some early Sunday morning fishing. We can put your old man on the boat and forget about him until tomorrow.
Hey, Rollo, it just might work, man, because he digs going fishing.
Hey, man, I know it'll work.
Oh, well, go ahead, then.
Man, shoot. Look at it. It's going to work.
Hey, look here. What's going on in here?
It's Rollo, Pop.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought it was a bedspread.
Hey, man, you better be nice. Rollo's got some good news for you.
You moving to Australia?
No. No.
Oh, that's the only good news Rollo could have for me.
Well, go ahead, Rollo. Tell him. Hey, look here. Pop, Rollo has got some tickets for you for a midnight cruise up the coast to Catalina.
I got two in case you want to take a friend.
What's all this stuff about a cruise up to Catalina?
Well, it's all right here in the brochure. Just listen to this.
Yeah, listen to this.
Cruise the colorful coast and fill your night with hours of concentrated fun.
You hear that, Pop? Hours of concentrated fun.
Yeah. Play shuffleboard under the stars.
Hey, shuffleboard under the stars.
Right on, yeah. See the flying fish.
Hey, see the flying fish.
Uh-huh. Watch the Big Dipper.
Watch the Big Dipper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that brochure must have came with Echo.
Hey, Pop, look here, man. You're going to love this.
Yeah, Pop, you end up at Catalina for some early Sunday morning fishing for yellowtail.
Let me ask you a question. While I'm out there on the boat chasing yellowtail, what y'all going to be chasing?
Well, see, Pop, Rollo and I are going to level with you. Now, we are celebrating a little good fortune that he just recently came into. And see, we got these two chicks lined up, and we wanted to use the house here for a party tonight, you know?
Hey, that's all it is?
Hey, that's all.
Well, listen, why didn't you say so?
You mean you don't mind?
No, I don't mind.
You hear that, Rollo? Pop don't mind. Hey, this calls for a toast,
hey,
man.
Right on, Pop's calls. You are the top. We're gonna drink you a toast.
Yeah, well, I drink to that. I drink to anything.
Hey, all systems are go.
Yeah, you know I like a party so much? Here, take these tickets. I'm gonna stay home and help out.
All systems just stopped.
No, man, that ain't what we had in mind, Pop. We only got two chicks lined up.
Yeah, and we really didn't plan on you being at the party.
Well, it's my house. I should be at the party. And I got a pot of stew and some Ripple.
Ripple?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding? I got a fancy wine called Beaujolais.
All right, then.
Bougie who?
Beaujolais.
Well, we'll just pour it in the Ripple and call it Beaujolipple.
And we don't want no onion stew.
No.
Well, we got to eat something. Come on in the kitchen, smell it.
Hey, man, we don't want to smell no stew. We talking about this.
Hey, Pop, look at me. We got something to eat. We got snacks. We got potato chips and peanuts and clam dip and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, it might give you appetite for some of this stew. Smell it.
Come on.
Hey, Pop, what Rollo is trying to say is that the food is not that important.
It's not?
No, you see, this is the 20th century, man. Food is out, love is in.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you needed the food part to have strength to take care of the love part.
All right, let me put it another way. You see, Pop, what you like and what we like is two different things. You wouldn't fit in at this party because you don't have nothing in common with the chicks that we got lined up.
Well, I eat and drink and I dance. What do these chicks do?
Yeah. Well, they do stuff like that, too. It's just that you're from another generation, man. And the food that you eat and the drinks that you drink and the dances that you dance are different from what they do. I mean, you'd be out of place at this party.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, these two are live wild with no insulation. They're red, hot, and ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just wouldn't fit in.
Why don't you just take these two tickets and go on that boat ride like a nice old man and watch the Big Dipper?
Man, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying right here. Damn a dipper.
Should have known you was going to mess up. Come on, Rollo.
Hey, Rollo.
Should have known you was going to mess up. Look here. Look here, babe brother. Let's just go ahead and have the party at your crib, huh?
No, man, I told you it's too small.
Rollo, it's either your place or a park bench. Now, at least we won't have Pop to worry about.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right, now go ahead with the plans, and I'll see you on at the pad, yeah?
Right on, man.
Boat ride or somebody fall off the boat. Some sharks eat me up. Can't nobody find me but Jack Gusto.
You had to do it, didn't you? You never want to cooperate.
Well, my home, I can stay if I want to.
Yeah, Pop, but all we wanted to do was have a party, man, and you messed it up.
So you're going to call it off, huh?
Oh, no, we're not calling it off. We're going to have it at Rollo's pad. It's a little small and inconvenient, but at least we'll have some privacy.
Oh, you just hammer it there so you can get away from me.
If you want to put it that way.
What else? That's what you're doing. Oh, Ghetto, you make me angry. Listen, you go ahead to Rollo. Stay all night if you want to. You can stay there forever if you want to. I don't care.
You don't think I could?
I don't care.
Hey, man, Rollo's asked me plenty of times to come and live with him, and I think it will work out because we're good friends and we got a lot in common.
I know one thing y'all got in common. Both of y'all are big dummies. Go ahead, who needs you?
All right, I'm going. I'm going to pack my things, and we're going to have the party there, and then after that, I'm going to stay there. I don't need you.
Good. Congratulations. Get to moving. I don't need you. I mean, who needs an ungrateful son around them? After all, I built this empire here for you. And look what happened. Look what happened. First time you run into a guy with two chicks and a bottle of that Bougie, get the hell out of here.
I'm going now, Pop. Did you hear what I said? I said I'm going now. Is there anything you want me to do before I split?
Yeah. Here, take this with you.
What is it?
It's something where you can remember me by, because you might forget what I look like.
Hey, come on, Pop.
See there? It's a picture of you when you were 5. That's me standing next to you with my head cut off.
What do I need a picture like that for?
Because you might forget what I look like. Me, the man who's been a father to you, and a mother, and an uncle, and an auntie, and a cousin, and a nephew. I've been a whole damn family to you. Yeah, take it.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, take it. Maybe you can pin it up on the wall, and when somebody asks you, who is that? You can tell them. That's my father, and mother, and brother, and uncle, and aunt, and cousin, and chauffeur.
All right, and cook, all right.
And landlord.
All right. Now look, I'll just be living with Rollo, and I'll be coming here every day just like a regular job.
It won't be the same, because you'll be looking at me like I'm the boss. It won't be like we're partners no more. And next thing you know, you'll join some union.
What union?
I don't know. Son of a junk dealer's union. Then you'll go on strike. And you'll be outside there with signs saying, Sammy and Son unfair. No, it'd just be Sammy's unfair. Because and Son would be Candy Pickett's sign.
Hey, man, I don't want to hear no more of this.
Well, listen, you don't have to go just because I said you couldn't have the party. What if I said you could have the party and I didn't mess in it?
Hey, what you say and what you do are always two different things.
Oh, really? I don't interfere. You go ahead and have the party with the pretty girl, and I'll go upstairs. And I won't even peep. And if I do peep, I won't laugh.
Hey, Pop, I'm not just leaving because of the party, man. I think I'd be better off if I was living with somebody closer to my own age.
Well, I'd like to be closer to your age if I could, but I can't. See, in order for me to be closer to your age, I'd have to marry your mother when I was 7. And I couldn't do that, because she wasn't born yet.
Well, so long, Pop. I'll see you later.
But listen, son, wait a minute. What if I have a heart attack? It's gonna be difficult to try to dial you with this arthritis.
You're not gonna have a heart attack.
But what if I do have one and I can't reach you in time? We might as well say goodbye now.
Hey, Pop, you're gonna be fine, man.
I told you a long time ago, let's get a dog. If we had a dog, I wouldn't be alone.
Hey, man, I'm leaving, Pop, and that's all there is to it. Now, if you need me for anything, I'll be at Rollo's. Bye, Pop.
Yeah, go ahead then. Bye. Go ahead to Rollo's and have your little old party. I don't need you. I got plenty of friends. I got friends I've had all my life. I called Grady. Grady never let me down. My own family let you down. He's a stranger making friends. Shucks. I know I got a friend. Great. I don't need none of them. Shucks. Hello, Grady? Yeah, hey, listen, Grady. I'm having a party over here, and I got a big pot of onion stew and some ripple. Why don't you come on over? Would you like to come on over? You can. You what? Has she got a girlfriend? Well, listen, Grady, why don't the two of y'all come on over here and we can celebrate over here? Oh, no? Well, listen, suppose I come over to your place. See, I can get over your place in about hello. Hello? Got me a pot of stew and a bottle of Ripple. I'm having me a party. I know where I'm having it.
Hey, partner, this is gonna be great, huh?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean, you guess so? What's wrong with you?
Well, I keep thinking about how my old man looked when I split, you know?
Oh, man, quit thinking about that. Most cats cut out when they're 16, and you gotta cut out sometime. How old are you?
31.
What you waiting on, Medicare? Come on, man. Get your mind off your old man and come on over and put it where it belongs, on the chicks.
Right, on the chicks.
Hey, now that we're roomies, we can do this stuff all the time, huh?
Hey, yeah, this calls for a toast.
Right. Here's to us and the girls, Angel and Della.
And here's to me, a mellow fella.
Mm-mm. The wild ones have arrived.
Oh, yes.
How am I looking?
Ooh.
Mm. Right on.
Come on in here.
Hey, wow. Come on in, girls. Beautiful. Hey, meet Lamont, my friend. This is Angel, and this is Della.
Pleasure's all mine, ladies.
It's nice to know you.
Would you ladies like to step this way, and we can sit down and get cozy?
All right. Here you go, ladies.
What's that?
Peanuts, potato chips, and clam dip. Dig in.
Peanuts, potato chips, and clam dip. You're a kitty. Hey, that's the stuff you take to the zoo to feed the animals.
Hey, man, that's all we got.
You got to be jiving. Hey, you told us we were going to do some eating, drinking, and dancing tonight.
Hey, I did, Mommy, but I didn't mean we was going out, you know, nothing like that. You know, I just thought we'd have a few drinks and a few snacks here and stuff.
Honey, if this is California living, I can't wait to get back to Detroit.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Do you like to dance?
I love to dance. Why?
Well, see, we could dance now and worry about eating later.
Well, where are we going to dance?
Right here.
You must be kidding. This place is too small to dance in.
Well, we could do the slower dances.
The old belly rubbing kind? Let's go.
I got an idea. Why don't we have a few drinks?
Yeah.
And then we can make plans as we go. Huh?
Well, I could use a drink.
Oh, me too. I could use a bunch of them.
Yeah. Beaujolais.
Oh, this stuff can gag a maggot. What is it? What is it? Furniture polish?
No, it's French wine.
I'd rather have Ripple.
Yeah, bring on the Ripple.
Ripple? Hey, we ain't got no Ripple.
He ain't got no Ripple.
Ain't that nothing?
Ain't no party with no Ripple.
Dig it. Hey, this is insane. Let it go.
We
should have gone to the zoo because we had more fun at the zoo.
Wait a minute. That's a matter. Why don't you just have a sit down, you know, and just relax for a minute. And Lamont, you know, I'm happy, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, Lamont, man. Doing here?
I brought you dinner. You know how I hate to waste stuff that I cook special for you.
Yeah, well, why don't you take it home and put it in the freezer, all right?
No, this is stew. This ain't ice cream. You eat it when it's hot, not when it's cold. And it's enough here for everybody. Hello, Rollo. How's my good friend Rollo? Hello, ladies.
Who's this?
This is Fred Sanford, Lamont's father, Sanford's son.
Oh, what you got in the pot, Pop?
Oh, just some stew that I fixed, and I was sitting home alone. I thought I'd bring it over. Y'all didn't eat yet, did you?
No. All we had was peanuts and potato chips.
Oh, that ain't no good food. That's the kind of stuff you take to the zoo to feed animals. Look here. Smell this.
Oh, is that onion stew?
Yeah.
Oh, I just love onion stew.
Boy, I'm hungry enough to eat that whole pot.
That's good. It's a good feeling, though, somebody's enjoying your cooking while you're at home all alone, lonesome, and by yourself.
Well, wait now, you can't just leave all this here and go home alone and sit.
Yes, he can, girls. You love doing that, don't you, Pop? Well, good night, Pop.
No, wait a minute. Look here, wait a minute. Let me serve it, and then I'll leave in a little bit. I'll just serve it to you. Y'all got anything to drink?
No, all we had was some French furniture polish. Baruge your leg or something.
Hey, look here. Reach inside my coat here. Reach right in there. Well, I just leave this here, and you young folks, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you do that. Well, good night, Pop.
Yeah, good night, Pops, and thanks for the food.
Yeah.
Can't you just stay a bit?
Well, what would I do here with you young people?
Well, we were just about to dance. Couldn't you stay and have a little dance?
You young girls wouldn't be interested in my kind of dancing and old stuff like the Boogie Woogie and the Applejack. Trucking.
Uh-huh. Come on, show up.
Yeah, give us a demonstration.
No, you don't want to do that. Good night, Pop.
Wait a minute. Let me go. These girls want me to show them. I got to show them.
That's right.
See, first I'll show you the Boogie Woogie. See, deep.
Pop, go. Get down. Roll it.
It's gone.
Wait a minute. Is this how it goes?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, hey. Let me try that.
Truck.
Boogie. Too cute,
man. He's doing it to us again, ain't he?
Sure is.
So what are we gonna do now? You still got them tickets for that cruise?
Do do do. Hey, Lamont, what are you doing home?
What do you mean, what am I doing home?
I thought you were staying at Rollo's.
Yeah, I was, but I decided to come home, man. I thought you'd be glad to see me. You are glad to see me, aren't you?
Well, yes and no.
What does that mean?
Yes, I'm glad to see you, but no, I'm not too happy about seeing you right now. Why, you and Rollo got nowhere you can go?
Why, what's going on here? What's all this?
Well, see, Grady and I, we're going to have a little party here. We're expecting company. And we wanted a little privacy.
Hey, you don't have to worry about me. I just go on upstairs and stay.
No. I'd rather you go out. It's my company now.
Oh, I'll sit right
you
here.
Can leave. No, you can leave as they're coming in. That'd be better way. Come right in, ladies. Make yourself comfortable.
Hey, darling.
Ladies, I'd like you to meet my son, Lamont. He was just leaving.
Hi, ladies. Well, can't I just stay for a little while and watch?
Let's go ahead, son. Everything's lovely. I'll see you later on. These girls don't drink your kind of drink, dance your kind of dance, eat your kind of cooking. Bye.
I know, but see, I want
no,
to say...
No, bye, nothing. Goodbye. Well, now, ladies, we had a great dinner. But before we start anything, let's work up a little like appetite. Would you like to dance? I'll show you that boogie woogie stuff like that. Come on, darling.
Hey now,
boom doom doom dee boom,
oh boogie boogie, yay boogie boogie.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.